of school and greatness. A week before philosophy finals, where we spent the semester going over Descartes, a boy in the back got up and asked, "Who is this Descartes guy?" mispronouncing Descartes' name. The fraudulent professor was out of the class, but all the students felt really ashamed. The class was a failure. It was fake. The boy showed us how we all participated in fraud. This was not a philosophy class. It was a study in self-deception and academic fraud. You have to carefully examine the impressions you are getting from the world around you, and you have to examine the authenticity of things that you are participating in. If you can see that the teacher dumbed down the lectures and that the grades are arbitrarily set to keep the fraud hidden, you got to go. You have to get up and go. If you wait too long to get up, the reality of participating in fake education will hurt. I took art, sculpture, and more programming because I needed my classmates in my life. I just wanted to be around amazing people a little bit more. And then the dean delivered the final blow. I made the dean's list in my wanderings. I had a perfect 4.0. It was the worst thing that happened in my life. I realized that schools were fake. It was all make-believe. There are people out there who are unlucky enough to have someone say on their first day of work,
"Forget everything you learned in college. Here's what you need to know."
That one must really hurt. 25, 35, 45, 65, 75, and at 80, we finally ask, what was the point of it all? That is just how fraud and inauthenticity works. You go down a slick, well-oiled pipe, and people take your money. A little bit at a time. The truth is that you can move any mountain so as long as it moves you first, so as long as it calls to you. Biographies, descriptions of lives of other people who are manipulated in a way that you recognize from your own life create a pivot point, granting you an opportunity to get out of that early. The point is not just about not being manipulated, though. The point is in becoming a great being, because it is the full bouquet of all that you can be. In greatness, you become both your own professor and a forever student, and become the change that you want to see. Greatness is the point. You are meant to become a great being. The diploma is a sticker that you place on your outside. But greatness is the roar that comes from your deepest integrities. In life, you may find that you are surrounded by naked emperors who are hollow on the inside. If you choose to become a great being, you will expand your nobility and dignity, wisdom and content of character, and push them all back. There is no one path to greatness. You are as unique as your interests and curiosities, and all the things that call to you in the cheerful privacy of your mind. You must walk the path that is dictated by your curiosities, things that call to you, things that you are passionate about. This way, you never get stuck. A true writer does not ever get a writer's block. In a life where the point is to become a great being, every one of your days is a significant part of the whole, whether you see it or not. Take to books. Each one of them carries a precious, unique story. Books will help you to easily inherit other people's hard-won wisdom. Know that becoming a great being is your right. You should never let anyone stand in your way. Each step towards greatness will always help you become a little bit wiser and see a little bit more.